We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot. Can watch the lesson at Kabda TV. Can ask questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Esra Sefirot, page Taf Lamed Bet, item 37, the words of the Ari.
So we continue studying the Patsufim of Atzilut, how they emerge, how they are in a state of, they're born, developed, established in the structure of the world of Atzilut, in order to begin and correct the breaking. Please.
37. However, there is only one separated mocha inside that galgalta, called Chochma de'arichanpin. Since this Chochma and that mocha too contain Bechinat three mochin, as we will explain later, yet all three are but Bechinat Chochma itself. Thus, it turns out that in that Rosh, the Arichantin, there was only one Galgalta, which is Keter, the Arichantin. And inside it, one Mocha, which is Chochma, the Arichantin. However, again, item 37. However, there is only one separated mocha inside that galgalta called Chochma de'arichanpin.
Indeed, within the galgalta v'arichanpin, there is within it. There's only one mochin separated, and it is called Chochma de'arichanpin, meaning there's only Chochma. The whole Rosh is called Chochma, yes? However, it divides into many parts.
Since this Chochma and that Mocha too contain Bechinat three Mochin, as we will explain later, yet all three are but Bechinat Chochma itself. Thus, it turns out that in that Reisha, that Rosh, the Arichanpin, there was only one Galgalta, which is Keter, the Arichanpin. And inside it, one Mocha, which is Chochma, the Arichanpin. However, Bina, the Arichanpin, could not stand there in Bechinat Reisha. Again, Bina de'arichanpin could not stand there in Bechinat Reisha.
All right, below there's nothing. All right, so
Adam Lamed Chet 38, the words of Dari. We have learned that the reason for it is that Bechinat Nukva Da'atik was made of the first five, the Keter Debon, where there was never any cancellation or even a blemish. However, the sorting of the Melachim began in Nukva of Arichanpin, as she was made of the last five, the Keter Debon, that were a little blemished. From there on, the flaws add in the rest of the Partsufim, as mentioned. Hence, in Reisha De'atik, where there was no blemish whatsoever, his Bina was able to receive the Or Elyon, the upper light, the Ak, that extends within Reisha De'atik when she is up there. For that reason, she too stood at Reisha De'atik, and then the dat made of the connection of Chub stands there too.
I'd like you to nevertheless understand what is happening. If we had Zivug coupling in Nikvei Naim of Rosh Desag, and the light descended below and began to work in Nikudim, Keter, Kelter Rabbi and Imran's son. Keter is a bet of Idlabshut, the second clothing. Abba and Ima is Aviut Aleph. And Zon is Zon, it's a derivative. They're a derivative. Bet de Itlabshut being the Keter basically determines all the intensity of Bina, all the corrections. If we are talking about it, then where is it determined? Well, it is determined in the Chab de Keta. This place is very sensitive, very important place. In it we can play with everything. On the one hand, it has from above the light that comes. And on the other hand, he is responsible for all that will come later on, from it down to Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima couples between them and receive from below man a desire, and accordingly they couple. They don't quite decide Abba and Ima. They need someone to activate them. Just as in our world, they are Abba and Ima, they decide something, they do something, whatever the Creator does between them. If it minds them, then they give birth. So they are executing their orders from above. Hence, Achab de Keter is the same very place that, should we see that there are corrections in it, most certainly they are below him, because on the one hand it has power from above, it belongs to the upper one, and on the other hand, below it, they execute automatically what he sends them. Meaning, he is the representative of the upper one with respect to the lower ones. Hence, when we are talking of what will happen to us here in the world of Atzilut, then it is very important for us what is happening here with the Patsuf of Arich Anpin. Because he takes the lower half of Keter, the Nikudim, and through it perform all the corrections. Hence, Arich Anpin is called the source of the Mochin. Abba and Ima are the Mochin, meaning what will come down to Zon later on. They are responsible to give Zon later on small dosage, all kind of variations, Abba, Ima, Isut, Selim. There are many changes. Indeed, they perform many actions. However, they are the execution whereby Achab of Keter the Nikudim or Archanpin of the world of Atzilut is the what counts, the system that counts, and what determines the future. Hence we're studying it, and especially the Rosh of Arich Anpin. This is what establishes, what decides, what determines the corrections. Yes.
He writes here that Bina has no place in Rosh Arich Anpin. How does it benefit the correction?
We will learn about it. It is not to its detriment, rather it's to its benefit. Meaning not for the bad being, rather for the good. That Bina can be outside of the Rosh of Arich Anpin and integrate with the lower ones and raise problems and requests from them to Arich Anpin and go down once more, and in such manner be truly free both from him and from the lower ones. Without it, the correction cannot be realized. It's like
Miguel from Mexico is asking, what does it mean that a partsuf is blemished?
We only have one blemish, one flaw, the inability to execute the act of corrections, the actions of bestowal.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, we read that the five lusts of Keter were blemished a little bit. The question is, how there can be a little blemish if we know that there is no little bit or partial in spirituality?
but each and every degree is a bit of a flaw with respect to the higher degree. There's no little in spirituality. It means that there cannot be, it has to be a complete, not partial, rather, all complete with respect to the degree, meaning each dish is a complete 10, neither 9 or 11. But you can say 1 degree is blemished with respect to the next degree. Okay? We'll continue.
Adam Lamed Chet, 38, Inner Light. The words of Dari, Bechinat Nukva Deatik was made of the first 5, the Keter de Bon, etc. The sorting of the Melachim began in Nukva of Arich Anpin, Baal HaSulam. It has already been explained above in the previous item that Atik and Arich Anpin are related in the same manner as Rosh the Sag and its Dikna. For that reason, Atik did not sort from the Bon for its Nukva, but only those Bechinot that were not controlled by any flaw due to the breaking. This is because the matter of the Hei Teta'a, the lower Hei in the Enaim, that we discern in the descent of the degrees of Sag De'ak, is of similar value to the Bechinat Reshimot De Bon. Its degrees descend according to the blemish they were blemished by the breaking of the vessels. That mixture is not at all apparent in Rosh Sag, though there is Hitkalelut, incorporation of the Zivug Dehei Tata'a, the Lore Hei, in the Enaim in it. Similarly, Atik, which relates to it, cannot take any Bechina from somewhat blemished bone by the breaking of the vessels of the vessels for its construction. Hence, it did not take from Bon, but from its Bechinat Katnut, meaning everything that emerged in it from its very creation, meaning only the upper half of Keter Bon, meaning only its Bechinat Galgalta Ve'enaim. These did not receive anything within them, even from the illumination, He'arat Nehi De'ak, that emerged through the Tabur in the form of Cholam above the Otiyot.
What does he want to tell us here? Were Chap included in Gilgal Teinaim? No, Moshe. Galgal Tainaim, the Keter, the Nikudim, which Atik took to Nukva, that Keter, the Nikudim, was in Katnut, smallness, and we are saying it had also Galgal Tainaim. Did it have a chap or not? Maybe it had them folded within Galgal Tainaim? It isn't that important now, but...
He had a chap below the tabu, didn't he?
No, we are saying that in Katnut, smallness, seemingly a chap doesn't exist, seemingly. But 10, neither 9 nor 11, meaning there must be a complete degree, complete kelim, where he's not using part of them. So what is the law? What is the state of these vessels that he doesn't use? Well, they have the light of chassadim, mercy, as if paralyzing them. They are given kind of a sleeping injection for them to relax. So this is a special correction which the desert receive, not to go loose wanting what they deserve. We also want to participate in bestowal, etc. Well, there's no power there, so in order to avoid problems, the desires to receive, all those desires that we cannot use, need correction. Meaning, beside the fact that there's a restriction applied on them, they also need to be given kind of a tranquilizer. You could say, why isn't the restriction enough? whereby, well, they could have only the restriction. No. Because the spirituality is wholeness. Therefore, a partsuf need to be within the sensation of wholeness, that nothing is lacking, that is, in a maximum execution of bestowal. Hence, although there are galgalta and enayim in the work, a chap requires also kind of a compensation. Well, I need to be satisfied that I'm not using the achap. I have great desires, and I could be in sorrow for not being able to use them. In order to be so, yes. Say, friends here, everyone, connecting between them in all kind of a desires, good, nice, everyone brings a present to everyone. I can't bring a present. So I'd like to bring Victor a present, and I can't. I can't do it in my desire to receive. I can smile at him like that, yeah, but you see? However, to bestow wholeheartedly from the vessels of reception, I can't. So I'm feeling sorrow for that. Well, that sorrow no longer suits the spiritual patsuf. Where is the compensation? Where is wholeness? Hence, in these vessels of reception, there has to be certain wholeness, light, yes? What light can there be there? How do I calm myself down? Well, you tell me.
I bestow, but I don't receive in order to bestow.
What bestowing? I can't bring a present to him. I'm incapable. My vessels aren't giving me the possibilities yet. So what will I do? How can I calm myself that I'm incapable of it as yet? That I'm as if I understand that it needs to be done and I'm incapable for the time being. I hate him. So what will I do?
Analif, with respect to the Galgalta 99.
So how? By what correction? No, Victor, what do you think? No. How do I calm myself down? No, restricting isn't enough. Well, what do you think? Well, these are true corrections. What are we talking about here? Meaning there must be some light that fill up my achap, yes? That this light give this achap tranquility both for current time and future time will tie me to the future so that I would see that I'm going towards that, heading towards this usage, that I have confidence. By what? The society give me the greatness of the goal and it gives me the sensation of confidence so that I would be able to perform it on the next degree. This is what it called, considered that my achap is included in Galgalta 9. In my Galgalta 9, where do I have Galgalta 9 from? From being connected with others. Vessels in which I'm connected to others are my vessels of bestowal. I have no Galgalta and Einayim. There's no such thing whatsoever. Rather, the fact that I'm connected to others, that turns to be Galgalta and Einayim. The fact I'm subjugated to them, I surrender to them, they give me the sensation of confidence that I will be able to perform the action, the vessels of reception in such manner. That calms me down. I'm surrendering to the environment which promise me that I will come to it, and then my vessels are relaxed, are calm. Now you can move forward and say, well, how come they relax? They come. Well, they don't do anything as yet. But they relax by subjugating themselves, annulling themselves to others. It's kind of a compensation. Meaning the fact I'm not bringing him a present as yet, I'm not feeling it as lacking for the time being, truly in practice, I'm not regretting it. I have vessels where it is lacking on the one hand, and on the other hand, I am integrated in the environment and it fulfills me, meaning it gives me a compensation. And compensation. Well, it isn't easy to pass that on, but what I'd like to say is that there is a hap foket of the Nikudim. It's impossible for it not to have it. But truly, it's not there because it's really whole in his action. So on the other hand, you can say, how could it be that the vessels of reception, although it is in Keter, and indeed it's not Keter, the truth. By the way, all the Keter of Abba and Ima, the Nikudim, aren't Kelim of Rosh, the Kelim, the Guf. They are desires that received corrections and are operating as Rosh, just to be a bit, to confuse things a bit, to add something. So it's even more so, there is a problem here. How could there be Kelim the Guf? Even Galgal Tainaim, it's a desire to turn into Rosh, to vessels of thoughts. Can heart become the brain? Huh? How come? The heart understand, the heart think. Get it or not? Well, let him ask, all right.
I want to understand it. It concerns us.
Between us.
Yes, between us. It raises me, let's say I'm doing your opposite state, it raises me into this zero, into this absolute, into this group, conception, conclusive. This is what you aim at?
Of course.
And it allows me keep on rising, always.
Yes, but it's not a complete. It's not a complete operation.
It doesn't calm me down, though, because I keep on searching how to get there.
How to use all the vessels all the time.
And then it keeps on raising me onward and onward and onward.
Yes.
This is exactly it. At first it sounds like this volume. What does it mean that he comes down, tranquilizes himself? He wants to cry, wants to shout.
No, you're right, but I'll tell you. If it's the upper one's demand to the extent that I hold myself back, I feel more bestowed. If now, according to the general state, well, there's no such thing that my vessels are in usage or aren't in usage. They are in usage with respect to the environment, with respect to fellow men, with respect to the other broken kelim, the other corrections. So if I am stopping myself, although I greatly desire to use them, I see it's not in their favor. So here's the question. Am I integrated in what I want to give them and sorry for not being able to give? Or I just give it forcefully and they, God forbid, explode because I bring about the breaking? Or they aren't capable and I diminish my desires that I have no longer desired due to these vessels not wanting, or I'm like a cow that I want to feed more than the calf want to suck. You see, there are many, much work here with the hap, with respect towards giving, in all kind of variations. Yes? Manners. Meaning, it could be satisfied, could be in sorrow, could be in honor that I'm stopping myself at a time of a quarrel. So he sent himself in it, although he didn't use vessels of reception. So there are many, many relative forms here. We, after all, connect between us in the hub.
So what does it mean? The hope of a future usage, the realization of these desires, this is what is holding him together, like a mother who's waiting for her baby to grow?
What sustains him is the realization of the desire of the upper one at the end of the day. That's it. Meaning, you could say, so, when he is integrated with the lower one's desire, he is performing those things not because it is a low one, you owe him, etc., etc., as in our life. In that too, he makes a restriction upon himself and does it only in order to execute the upper one's desire. For example, you have kids? Not yet. Well, isn't he married? All right, well, with God's will. He's. I have kids. I come to a state whereby my kids and all the kids in the world are, with respect to me, in the same degree of importance. I come to a state whereby all the children in the world are more important to me than my own children. Love thy friend as thyself. Well, more than thyself. Just as you love yourself like others, so you have to love others more than yourself. Now, when you are reaching such a state, then you are capable of performing an action in order to bestow. Because then you are capable of connecting with the upper one and truly be its transition towards the lower ones. You are canceling your own personal attitude, right? In a logical, simple manner, yes? Yeah. Therefore, the Sahab make calculations accordingly. Say, Ahab de Keta. Yes.
Yuval from Tivon is asking,
however, don't give those things in the all kind of external lectures, yes? This is really weakens the person, and yes.
Yuval from Tivon is asking, I cannot bestow the great Ahab. The group is my environment. I have to nullify myself and receive, gets it in influence.
Again?
In the great Ahab, I cannot bestow. The society is my surroundings and I subjugate to them and I receive a future confidence. Is it the same action we do towards Abba Ve'ima?
I can't imagine that situation. Well, let's continue, Niv.
We are in the second column, Adam Lamed Chet, 38 below in Hebrew. Mishum, for that reason. For that reason, it has nothing of the Bechinot Zat de Nikudim, since the Harat Cholam, the illumination of the Cholam through the Tabur, is the Shoresh, the root to the Zat de Nikudim. This is because this light descended from Zivug de Absag, made on man, the Nehi de Ak, that rose to them. Also, Nehi De'ak are considered the Shoresh of Zon De'Nikudim, since Abba Ve'ima generated Zat De'Nikudim on their man. This illumination that came out through the Tabur to Keter De'Nikudim lowered the lower Hay from the Enaim de Keter to Pe De'Nikudim and returned Abba Ve'ima to Bechinat Rosh. In that state, Keter itself gained its gar too, since it now has complete ten sefirot, as it acquired its achav from the return of Abba Ve'ima to its Rosh. However, before Abba Ve'ima returned to the Rosh, Keter had only Galgalta Ve'enaim, which are Bechinot lights the Ruach Nefesh. This is because the lights, the Chagat, are clothed in Galgalta, and the lights of Nehi are clothed in the Enaim. Hence, although it is not completed,
Chagat and Nehi, it's clear, yes, Chagat is the lights of Ruach, and he is the lights of Nefesh. This is how it works.
Hence, although it is not completed by the illumination of the Tabur, the Ak, but only in the three lower Kelim, Bina and Zon, they still return Kachab the lights to, return the light, Kachab the Orot to it, from the aspect of the lights. This Bina and this Zon that Keter gained by the illumination of Nehi Da'ak are considered Sigim, waste, with respect to Atik, because the cancellation during the Melachim happened in them and they fell back to Bechinat Vak. This is called the annulment of Nehi Da'Keter.
Hold on. Can you explain what happens? So why are you continuing? This part we're studying slowly. The whole study of the Ten Sefirot is here. I'm telling you, it's part 8 is all that was from Ein Sof down to the breaking. You see, everything is built on the breaking, and here it speaks of the foundations of the correction of the breaking. What else do you need? So don't run. Read it again. How is it there at the end? Can you hear? You relax there. Lie back. I understand you. Well.
So again, page Taf Resh Lamed Gimel. For that reason, Mishum, second column below in Hebrew. For that reason, Atik gave this Bina and Zon, the Keter, to Arich Hanpin. The illumination of the Cholam du Tabor is the root for Zat the Nikudim, because that light came down from the Zivug of Absag, which was made over the Sag of Nehi Da'ak that rose to them.
Meaning we had Katnut of the world of Nikudim, that was Galgal Tenaim the Keter, Galgal Tenaim of Abba and Ima, Galgal Tenaim of Zon. Katnut emerged on what Hashimot? Well, Bet Aleph, restricted. Later on, what Hashimot raised? Dalet Gimel, not restricted. A Zivug occurred on it. Why? In Pederosh the Sag. And this light caused about the Zivug of Absag, lower Heitata, the lower Hei, to Nikveinaim of Peh, and Peh of Rosh the Sag, Zivug occurred for Dalet Gimel, and that light comes to Keter the Nikudim. How is this light called? Cholam. What does it do? Well, what does it break? Keter Nikudim, and it breaks. Well, a double mistake. Now I see. What? Gadlut of Keter. Nice. All right, one of 300 is answering. It's already all right. Well, if everyone is connected, this is how it is. So, it brings Keter Gadlut. What happens in the Gadlut of Keter? Gadlut is adulthood. What is Keter doing? When it receives the light of Gadlut, the light of Absag. No, da. First of all, in Keter itself, what is happening? Ten Sefirot. Nice. See, he's a wise guy. What does that mean? He raises the Ahab, right? He had Ahab. Unused. He raised them and connect them to Gilgal Tenaim. To Ahab of Keter. What is glued to it? Abba and Ima. Meaning Ahab the Keter was below, within Gilgal Tenaim of Abba and Ima. He was subjugated towards them only in order to pass them what they wanted. Light of Chassadim, whatever they want. Now, Achab de Keter, rise, and join Gilgal. 10 times the Keter, there are 10 complete Sefirot. Abanima now receive illumination from them. And between them also are entering Gadlut, adulthood. What Gadlut? In Abba there is Chokhmah, and Ima holds Chassadim by herself. Ima doesn't need Chokhmah. Ima works in such manner that if she is not receiving a demand from below, she doesn't operate herself. She doesn't. She have no need. Then she's not operating herself. Meaning she gets Chokhmah from Abba. They cleaved on. She has a great desire, but there's no one for. So Abba and Ima are face to back for the time being. That's the state. Well, come on. Can hear you.
Line Denehi. And Nehi Deak are considered the root for Zot Denikudim. This is because Abba Ve'ima generated on their man Zot Denikudim. This illumination that came out through the Tabu to Keter Denikudim lowered the lower hay from the Enaim de Keter to Pe de Nikudim and returned Abba Ve'ima to Bechinat Rosh. In that state, Keter itself gained its Gar too, since it now has complete 10 Sefirot, as it acquired its Achav from the return of Abba Ve'ima to its Rosh. However, before Abba Ve'ima returned to the Rosh, Keter had only Galgalta and the Naim, which are Bechinot Orot de Ruach Nefesh. This is because the lights, the Chagat, are closed in Galgalta, and the lights, the Nehi, are closed in the Naim. Hence, although it is not completed by the illumination of Tabur De'ak, but only in the three lower Kelim, Bina and Zon, they still return Kachab the lights to it from the aspect of the lights. This Bina and this Zon that Keter gained by the illumination of Nehi De'ak are considered Sigim with respect to Atik, because the cancellation during the Melachim happened in them, and they fell back to Bechinat Vak. This is called the annulment of Nehi de Keter. For that reason, Atik gave this Bina and Zon de Keter to Ari Chanpin, since it relates to the Bechinat Dikna de Saga, the place of the manifestation of the Katnut, which is at Rosh de Sag. Hence, Arich Anpin received Bechinot Bina and Zon de Keter of the blemished bone into its Bechinat Nukva. It is written, Bechinat Nukva de Atik was made of the first five de Keter, the bone, where there was never any cancellation or even a blemish. As it is written, that it was made from the Bechinat Katnut de Keter that came out in it from its very creation. It remained complete, and not a thing of it was cancelled even a bit. However, the sorting of the Melachim began in Nukva of Ari Chanpin, since she was made of the last five de Keter de Bon, which were a little flawed. This means, as we have explained, that Ari Chanpin was made of Bina and Zon de Keter, which Keter gained the new light of Nehi De'ak that illuminated on it through the Tabu. This light was cancelled once more, and Bina and Zon de Keter descended from Rosh to Vak once more. Hence, they are flawed. The words of the Ari, from there on the flaws add in the rest of the Partsufim.
Meaning he's already speaking of Abba and Ima and the man below. Yes.
Words of Baal HaSulam. This is because Bina and Zon that Chochma gained by the light of Nehi De'ak.
Dalet Gimel, that was made a Zivug on Dalet Gimel.
That came out through the Tabu, was blemished more than Bina and Zon the Keter. This is because Chochma participated in the Man De Shuruk, which are the Bechina of the Lord Hay itself. Bina and Zon, the Bina, the Bon, were blemished even more than Chochma. This is because Bina the Nikudim did not extend her Bina and Zon by Hearat Cholam, by the illumination of Cholam as Abba, but only through the Man de Shuruk that she received from Yesod de Ak.
Down to Bina, not inclusive, from Ein Sof. Down through Gelgal, Ta'ab, Sag, Se'arot de Sag, Isut, meaning down to the Tabu. From Tabu and below, we are saying it is the point of Cholam. The light enters the Keter, Gelgal Ta'inaim, into Ahab the Keter, into Abba, and stop. At the end of Abba, Ima doesn't take anything. All that from above down. That's it. Now in the awakening from below, from the Hide Galgalta, the Reshimot Dalet Gimel are activating the Ima, and then Ima turns to Abba and take light from him and pass it on to Zon. Hence the floors are in Ima predominantly. Abba received from above, up down to him, everything is clean. Is that clear? Alright, so therefore all the corrections need to be attributed to Ima. And we too, when we still need to cleave on to Ima in order to receive corrections from her, we need to learn what corrections. To the extent that she wants to bestow, she stops herself, holds herself back, and only bestow according to the desires of the low ones. So there are many things to it. Well,
because Bina de Nikudim did not extend her Bina and Zon through the illumination of the Cholam like Abba.
From above.
But only through the Man de Shuruk that she received from Yesod de Ak, which is the Bechina of Atzmut de Lor Hei, from which Zon were born.
Meaning from above, what comes is as if the right line it will be. From below, from the Gelgalta, what comes now is as if left line. And the right coefficient or average in order to correct the breaking is to be in the right connection between above and below will be Chirik, the middle line.
Mm-hmm. The Bechinot of the seven lights of Zat are blemished most, since they broke in Panim Be'acho, face to back, and descended to Bia.
Alright, we... In that, for the time being, we will conclude the lesson. Soon our guides will come. Where are they? Hiding there at the back? Are they getting makeup or what? Were they actors? And we will go through workshop. Don't have any papers here, so I don't know, but I'm asking you to take it very seriously. You also saw, according to the previous workshop, that 90% of the workshop time we've been through it in kind of a criticism and burning and kind of a despair, and how within a minute, according to the Rabash order, as he writes to us, that we must be in joy and bestow upon one another the atmosphere, the spirit, how easy it is to come out of it. And it's not called lightheadedness. Rather, it is great work due to the integration and mutual work as we come out of a place. Then we come out of a state of a fool sits and eats his own flesh. So, all right. Song. No, hold on. Today we have in Modi'in, right? We are doing a discussion about the peace or the wholeness of the group. So what is a group that is whole and at peace? So they should prepare questions and we'll discuss it. And I recommend everyone to see it either in real time or later on, and I hope there'll be a good scrutiny. And for the time being, Maestro, song.
יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לפתח תגלה אהבת אחים בונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למצוא את העליון כי שם הוא מסתתר אתה לחפוץ תדאג לחברים עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים מונה את הרצון לישון ולברר שאהבת אחים עונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למצוא את העליון שם הוא מסתתר יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות